This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:15. Coming up at 11:45, Fiona Torkington introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Tom Service with a second of this evening's proms.
Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall for this late night prom. I'm Tom Service, and we're live here on BBC Radio 3. Now, as if it weren't enough for the players of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra to play a complete cycle of Beethoven's 9 symphonies and quite a lot of the music of Pierre Boulez too, they're also playing this concert of chamber music tonight. Now, we're going to hear 2 pieces, both of which predate any of the Beethoven symphonies we've been hearing since last Friday, or indeed any of the music by Pierre Boulez too. Beethoven's Quintet for Piano and Wind in E-flat major, and Boulez's Le Marteau sans Maître for alto soloist and 6 instrumental players. Now, that piece is really one of the dazzling masterpieces of the post-war period, still one of the most influential pieces of the last 60 years. And I'll be talking to its conductor, François-Xavier Roth, and the alto soloist, Hilary Summers, on stage here before that performance. However, we start with Beethoven. Now, this quintet for piano and wind was written when Beethoven was in his mid-20s, and as we've been hearing all week, it's another piece where Beethoven pushes the boundaries and makes this apparently intimate combination of just 5 instruments really expand into a great sense of sonic and expressive scale. Its 3 movements are based quite clearly on a piece that Mozart wrote for the same combination and in the same key too, of E-flat major. And although this piece isn't a kind of musical revolution a la Eroica, it's still Beethoven at his brightest and breeziest. Now, you're going to hear 5 players from the West Eastern Divan Orchestra: the oboist Ramon Ortega, clarinetist Shirley Brill, horn player Sharon Polyak, bassoonist Zeynep Kulyolu, and pianist Bishari Haruni. So please welcome them on stage now here on the Royal Albert Hall to play Beethoven's Quintet for Piano and Wind in E-flat major, opus 16. Beethoven's Quintet for Piano and Wind in E-flat major here at the Royal Albert Hall. That first ever promised performance of that piece by musicians from the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. You heard oboist Ramon Ortega, clarinetist Shirley Brill, horn player Sharon Polyak, bassoonist Sinat Kulola, and pianist Vishara Haruni. As these players go back on stage, you know, it's not bad in the middle of this week of concerts of Beethoven symphonies and music by Pierre Boulez that they have time for chamber music making like that. And that intimacy and scale, you know, always continually astonished by this place, by this acoustic, the Royal Albert Hall, that you can really feel involved in a proper chamber music sense, even in this huge space of the Royal Albert Hall. I mentioned that was an early work, relatively early work by Ludwig van Beethoven, but absolutely echt Beethoven in what it's doing, what its energy and its lyricism and its sheer force of imagination. More applause for five players of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. Rousing ovation here in the hall. That thing people do with Beethoven, they try to hear in his early music that it prefigures the later work. And that piece, I think we've got to say, this is a piece written for the entertainment of the mid-20s Ludwig van Beethoven, showing off his compositional skill. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the second and final piece in tonight's programme, and really one of the great pieces of 20th century music that we're going to have the privilege to hear now. Pierre Boulez's Le Marteau sans Maître for alto soloist and six instruments, a vibraphone, xylophone, viola, guitar, percussion, and alto flute. And I'm delighted to be on stage with the conductor, François-Xavier Roth, and the alto soloist, Hilary Summers. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
François-Xavier, why is this piece, do you think? I mean, this piece was written between 1953 and 1955, so it's nearly 60 years old. Why is it still such an important piece? Why does it still resonate with us through music history today?
It's very difficult to explain, but I would say for me, Le Marteau is like a diamond. A fragile diamond, and there are pieces like that for sure in 20th century. There is Le Sacre du Printemps, there is certainly Le Pierrot Lunaire by Schoenberg, and Le Marteau is one of these pieces which is so important in the evolution of the language of the music that still today it appears like a première every time we perform it.
You mentioned Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunaire. Well, Pierrot Lunaire is a big influence on this piece, not least because of its vocal soloists. Look, Hilary Summers, there are nine movements in Le Marteau sans Maître, but only four of them are vocal. And they set three poems by René Char, three surrealist poems, and the title, Le Marteau sans Maître, the hammer without a master, comes from this a collection of Char's surrealist poetry. But look, is what you sing, Hilary, a conventional song setting? I mean, are these four songs, effectively, that you sing?
Yeah, it's not at all conventional. I think he's got this particular love of René Char, which I think he wrote Le Visage Nuptial beforehand, which was probably more straightforward for the voice. But this one, he sort of uses vowels and melismas, and it's sort of, you can't communicate, you can't tell the story because it's so surreal and abstract. You know, corpse in the basket is not going to, you know, that's a translation. Is you can't sort of sell that as you would maybe a normal text.
Well, I don't know. You've got to give it a go.
I'll give it a go tonight.
I suppose it slightly begs the question then, what is this piece then? I mean, hearing it, the sounds that this ensemble makes are incredibly exotically beautiful. I mean, Boulez himself has talked about how there's the influence of Balinese music, Japanese music, in even African music in what we're going to hear. I mean, so what is this piece then? I mean,
it's not a music at programme. There is no programme. It's not an illustration of the great poem by René Char. It is something which is very symptomatic for this time, almost 60 years ago, you said, with a sort of hyper structure. You have before, after the poem, and you have inside of the ensemble a very complex combination of instruments. Boulez himself says that what can bring from the human voice to the xylophone? There is the connection. You have the human voice to the flute to the viola to the vibraphone, and the vibraphone to the xylophone. So it's a combined hyperstructure in the music itself and also in the instrumentation.
But you see, Hilary, I mean, you've recorded and performed this piece with Pierre Boulez himself.
I have, many times, I mean, yes.
It's great to do it with François Xavier.
Absolutely.
Of course. But the sense of what he asked for and what he looks for, because, I mean, listening to the piece in rehearsal and hearing that recording, Hilary, I mean, you describe it, François Xavier, as hyper-structured, but it's hyper-expressive too, isn't it? I mean, this music expresses
that. Absolutely, and it's all written there. Basically, what he wants is that you do exactly what's on the page, and if you do that, you have what he wants, and that is the expressivity, as well as, you know, all the rhythmical complexities and all that sort of thing. It's very, very precise.
Pierre Boulez describes how the journey through the nine movements, the ninth movement, is the sort of key to the labyrinth. But, I mean, this is a very enjoyable diamond-encrusted, possibly corpse-in-a-basket-ridden labyrinth to inhabit
in,
for the
in
next
the
half
ninth
an hour.
Movement, he does sort of sublimate the voice within the instrument. So I become a rather than a text.
So
and I sort of, yes, having sort of been standing up and being soloist, I become one of the sort of players, if you like, and it's sort of the flute that takes over the vocal line, and I'm just texture.
Well, look, both of you, thank you very much indeed. I'm going to ask you to go off stage now, so you can make yet another entrance. Why not? François Xavier, Hilary, thank you very much
thank
indeed.
You.
Thank you.
So, look, the players you're going to hear from the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, six players who you're going to hear in Le Marteau sans maître, viola player Ori Kam, flautist Guy Eched, the guitarists Caroline Delume, percussionist Noya Schlein, Pedro Torrejon on vibraphone, and Adrien Saloum on xylophone, as well, of course, as Hilary Summers, the alto soloist, and the conductor, François Xavier Roth. All of you, please give a huge welcome for this ensemble about to perform Pierre Boulez's Le Marteau sans maître.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pierre Boulez's Le Marteau sans Maître here at the Royal Albert Hall. He's given in that performance by musicians from the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, a wonderful, exotic, languid ensemble of viola player Henri Cam, alto flautist Guy Echet, guitarist Caroline Delume, percussionist Noya Schlein, Pedro Torrejon on vibraphone, and Adrien Saloum on xylophone. And the alto soloist you heard was Hilary Summers, and they were all conducted by François-Xavier Roult. Something about that music, it's got one of these reputations as being a sort of prickly icon of musical modernism, but hearing it tonight, you know, there are no sharp edges in that music. It's just a shimmering, strangely moving, but beautiful sound world that Pierre Boulez creates in that music, and that the six players and Hilary Summers and François-Xavier Roult created for us in the Royal Albert Hall tonight. The way the music moves, something reptilian about it. You know, it's completely still, and then suddenly it's off somewhere new, like watching a lizard on some Mediterranean wall lit by some strange, warm sunlight. Well, François-Xavier Roult giving his prayers an ovation here. That performance, part of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra's Beethoven cycle here at the Proms. Just one symphony and one performance left, the ninth, tomorrow at 6:30. You can listen to all of the Barenboim Beethoven performances online now, all of them so far. Just look out for the Beethoven at the Proms collection on the Radio 3 homepage. But now, as there's more warm applause for this performance of Boulez's Le Marteau sans Maître, it's time to hand you on to Broadcasting House and James Jolly for the rest of the night's programmes here on BBC Radio 3. James.
Thanks, Tom. That was Tom's service. And as he said, we return to the Royal Albert Hall for our next prom tomorrow evening at 6:30, when Daniel Barenboim's Beethoven cycle concludes with the great Ninth Symphony. And then later in the evening,
BBC Radio 3 at WOMAD.
One, two, three, yeah.
A celebration of world music with performers from across the globe. A weekend of live coverage here on BBC Radio 3. Including performances from Hugh Masekela, Seth Lakeman, Femi Kuti, Khalid, Robert Plant and the Buena Vista Social Club. Join me, Lopa Kotari, with Marianne Kennedy, Lucy Duran and Andrew McGregor. We're live here on BBC Radio 3, late night Friday to Sunday, with special programmes on Saturday and Sunday lunchtimes at 1 o'clock. Or catch up afterwards on the Radio 3 homepage.
Now, Fiona Talkington will be introducing Late Junction at 12:45. So to take us there, music by Schubert and one of his pieces for two pianists at a single instrument. I've chosen the Andantino Varié, originally the slow movement of a larger work, but now usually encountered on its own. The pianists here are Paul Lewis and Stephen Osborne.
Thank you.
Schubert's Sant'Antino Varie in B minor, played by Paul Lewis and Stephen Osborne. Just time for a very brief song by Gabriel Fauré. Notre Amour sets words by Armand Silvestre and celebrates the many different guises of love. It's sung by Misha Brugger-Gossmann with Justus Tsion at the piano. Notre Amour by Fauré was sung by Misha Brugger-Gossmann with Justus Tsion at the piano. More song in tomorrow's lunchtime concert here on Radio 3 at 1 o'clock, including music by Vaughan Williams, Warlock and Cheryl Francis Hood. That's at 1 o'clock, live from the City of London Festival. This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
That's an example of what can happen at a festival. Two Scottish duos met up on board the motor vessel Halton during the Orkney Folk Festival in 2007. And in their case, two and two made four, and they called themselves the Halton Quartet. And from them, that was a track called Washington Square Park. And if I could, I'd show you their CD sleeve, because there's a drawing on the front of the quartet. Actually, now I see it's done by Chris Tichborne, and if it was a vinyl sleeve, I would for sure hang it on my wall. The band Murso come from Edinburgh, and their new CD, Something for the Weekend, was out a couple of weeks ago. Here's a song from that called Untitled.
I was a new laid egg, and I was dying to see the new sun and the old moon and all the beauty that that entails. So I spilled out of my shell a little too soon. I was wrong, but I was happy. I could die with a smile, and all around there was music playing, and all the while I could hardly breathe, surrounded by that which once had housed me. I picked the pieces out of my
I suppose this is about the first song I ever wrote. It was when I first started going out with Maureen. It was the same time as they were closing all the mines in the area. So it created this sort of song in my mind. Marara mine, marara mine, oh, marara mine. The close and doon the coal pit, aye, the close and doon the mine. I went to work the other day, as I've often done before, and on I got me pay, why the said will need ye nae more. Oh, marrer o' mine, marrer o' mine, oh, marrer o' mine. The close and doon the coal pit, aye, the close and doon the mine. Where will I gan? What can I do? That's what I want to know. And if someone doesn't tell me soon, why you'll bury me below. Oh, marrer o' mine, marrer o' mine, oh, marrer o' mine. The close and doon the coal pit, aye, the close and doon the mine. I've a wife and seven bairns here to feed and clothe and a, and what work can I get now, for I am 54. Oh, marrer o' mine, marrer o' mine, oh, marrer o' mine. The close and doon the coal pit, aye, the close and doon the mine.
You might remember a few months ago I played you a couple of songs by Hexham-based shepherd David McCracken. He was always singing to his sheep, and then his family gave him a recording session for his birthday, an excellent present, and that was a song called Marra o' Mine. The trombonist Erik Johannesson just before. Erik's the trombonist in Jaga Jazzist, by the way. But that's from his own album, a track called Swamp Thing. Jon Rune Strum on bass and Erik Nylander on drums. And Edinburgh seven-piece Merso Festival from their new album, Something for the Weekend. And you can catch them this weekend at the Thistley Festival in Dunbar, and lots of dates throughout August. Jan Gabarek's 1975 album Dansare, or Dancers, was recently re-released. Here he is with the Swedish bassist Palle Danielsson in Skrik och Hyl, Cries and Confusion.